The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is by Walter Pendleton. Visit us on the website at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that is www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I want to read this morning from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, and I'll read the first three verses. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 10, where Solomon writes these words, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool." That's Solomon's words from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Let me give you a straightforward modern example of Solomon's example of the flies, where he said, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor." Here's a modern day example of that. No matter how good a chicken broth someone might make, and you find a dead fly in it, and it just ruins the whole broth. It ruins the whole thought of the thing. Even so, we see that Solomon adds that a man may have a good reputation built up for wisdom and honor, yet one single misstep can ruin it all. And this is why he says, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." In other words, what Solomon is saying here is that the smallest details defile. The smallest details do matter. The smallest things affect the great things. The right hand in the scripture is described as the right hand is described as that of power, that of dominion, that of dexterity. A right-handed person knows the difference between his right hand and his left hand when he attempts to write a sentence. When they try to write a sentence, a person who's right-handed attempts to write a sentence with their left hand, it's just awkward. It just doesn't work well. So with a right-handed boxer. In other words, a wise man knows self-control. A wise man knows temperance and power, but not a fool. This is why he says a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. But also that, yes, yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. He announces this. You see, when a fool tries to conduct himself as one who knows truth, his attempt will fail. And he says to all who are in the truth, "Hey, look, I'm a fool." So remember, according to Solomon, in these three short yet simple, but yet even profound verses, we find that the smallest details defile. They defile the whole thing. The smallest details bring in rot and stinking. All of these verses can be summed up as this. When an unregenerate person professes a knowledge of the living God, his lost state shall be revealed. That's what Solomon is saying in verse 3. "Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool." So again, I say, when an unregenerate person professes a knowledge of the living God, his lost state shall be eventually, it'll be revealed. That's in verse 3. And it'll be revealed by his uncontrolled heart of rebellion. That's verse 2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. And even so, Solomon says, And it will be proved, that is, this unregenerate person who professes a knowledge of the living God, that his lost state shall be revealed by his uncontrolled heart of rebellion. It will be revealed even in the smallest details. Do you hear what he's saying? See it, verse 1 again? Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. The wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. What I want to do for my remaining time is just give you six simple things. Things that most of us have probably seen or heard in our everyday lives, of people who profess to know the living God, people who say that God's done a work of grace in their heart, and yet when they say these certain things, these things are the fly in the ointment. These things are not a wise man whose heart is at his right hand, but a fool whose heart is at his left hand. Why? Because even the smallest details show forth the fact that they do not know the living God. For instance, here's number one. Some who profess to know the living God in this day and age speak of dying before one's time. Have you ever heard that? Dying before one's time. So-and-so died before their time. In acknowledging, now listen to me, in acknowledging that there is a time to die. And of course, even Solomon himself here said that there is a time to die. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Solomon wrote this very thing. He says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. And yet we see many who profess to know the living God quote a portion of this. They say that there is a time to die, but then they speak of someone dying before their time. They claim to walk in the way, but the fly in their ointment is the before. Someone died before their time. Well, you can't die before your time. You can't die after your time, or that wasn't your time. You see, these little things, this little fly in the ointment, shows their total lack of spiritual understanding by faith of the Word of God. James is quite clear. James is quite clear. We ought to say that not just if the Lord will, tomorrow would do this or that. That's not all that James says. James wrote these words that what we ought to say is if the Lord will, we shall live. We shall live. That's the first thing. Our lives are in God's hands, and God has set the bounds of our lives. Our lives are in his hands. He holds all life in his hands, and the Lord kills, and the Lord makes alive. This is the living God of heaven and earth. So these people rebel against God's truth, and they hold to their own opinion that so-and-so died before their time. And someone says, but that's so small, so insignificant. What does that really matter? Here's what really matters. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. No one ever dies before their time. No one ever dies after their time. Our times are set by the sovereign King of heaven and earth, and I cannot surpass that time or take away from that time in one moment. But here's another thing. Here's number two. Others speak of people who survive some catastrophe, and they say it wasn't their time to die. I'm sure you've heard people say that. Even people who profess to know the living God of heaven and earth. And yet, when pressed on the issue, they claim man determines his physical destiny. And it's
And it's not that it's in the living God that we physically move. They speak as though God is bound by men's actions, and men's actions determine what God will do. But listen to what the Apostle Paul himself said to some people in Athens one day when he was up on a hill they called Mars Hill. And it says these words, Paul wrote these words. Think about it. Some people who profess to know the living God, the God of heaven and earth, the sovereign King, speak of it wasn't so-and-so's time to die. Why? Because they were in some great catastrophe. And they speak of though they know the living God, and yet this small fly in the ointment proves that they are a fool. Listen to what Paul said. Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious." And that word could be translated religious. You're too religious. "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needeth anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Do you see it? "He giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." You see, when a person professes to know the living God, they will be taught by God that he is in sovereign control of every aspect of our lives. If we survive some catastrophe, it's because God before determined that to be done. It's not based, no physical destiny, nor the spiritual destiny of any man or woman, any son or daughter of Adam, is determined by the sons and daughters of Adam. Remember, a little fly, dead flies, cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. The smallest details defile. Now here's a third thing. A man, a woman, may have all the morality that a man or a woman may muster in this world. And they may hold great reputation as such. Just a fine, outstanding citizen. A fine, outstanding neighbor. And there are all kinds of fine, outstanding citizens. Fine, outstanding neighbors. There are all kinds of men and women who have great morality. You may trust them as far as men and women go. But if they, this greatly moral person, if they do not bow to the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what kind of morality they have, no matter what kind of morality they profess, if this person does not bow to the person and the work of Jesus Christ and rest in his work only, then it is a fly in the ointment. Listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said. The Apostle John records these words in John chapter 8. And the Lord Jesus Christ said unto some people, he said these words in John 8 and verse 23. And he said unto them, that is, Christ said unto them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." You see, morality is not the standard for acceptance with God. Jesus Christ is the standard for acceptance with God. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ is our acceptance with God. According to the Apostle Paul, there are a people who are predestinated and chosen and blessed with all spiritual blessings. And the Apostle Paul, he said that these people were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. But not only that, they are accepted in the Beloved. We're not accepted in our morality. We're not accepted in our righteousness. This is the fly in the ointment. The smallest details defile a man or a woman. When a man or a woman professes to know the true and living God, and yet they make statements that their acceptance before God is based wholly and solely upon what they do and who they are, it's a fly in the ointment. And again, I say Solomon writes these words, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. Wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool." So remember, the smallest details defile. Now, here's the fourth thing. Here's number four. There are those who give great lip service to sound doctrine. They speak of all the right doctrines. They may speak of predestination. They may speak of election. They may speak of acceptance before God in Christ. They give great lip service to sound doctrine. They may speak of redemption by Christ's blood. They talk about all the correct doctrines. They may speak of the virgin birth of Christ, the impeccable life of Christ. They talk, give all of this lip service to sound doctrine, and they walk by the way. And they may hold reputation for great doctrinal accuracy. But the fly in the ointment is that if they lack love for the truth of God personified, if a man or a woman lacks love for Jesus Christ himself, the person, if they do not love Jesus Christ, it's not just knowing doctrine. It's not just knowing doctrine. The fly in the ointment is if they have no love for Christ, if they don't love him. Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ himself said. He said these words, again recorded by the Apostle John in John chapter 8. And our Lord wrote these words speaking to some Jews, but it's certainly applicable today to men and women. Listen to what he said, John chapter 8. And in verse 42, he says these words, "Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." Oh, do you see it? It's not just doctrinal accuracy. Certainly we ought to be accurate in our doctrine. A man that is of God, he shall know of the doctrine, whether Christ spoke of himself or whether he spoke of God. Christ himself said that. But he also said, if you're of God, you'll love me. Jesus Christ is the sum and substance of all the great doctrine of the Bible. The scripture speaks from the book of Genesis all the way through the scripture, throughout the Old Testament, and throughout the New Testament, all the way to the book of the Revelation. And it is indeed the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of God speaks about Christ. The doctrine is all about Christ. If you really know the doctrine, you'll love the Lord Jesus Christ. So then again, I say that the smallest details defile. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. So again, the smallest details defile. Now, let me give you the fifth thing this morning. You see, there are those today who profess to know the true and the living God, and they speak with great words of how they know him. But then they talk about being a sheep. They talk about, I'm one of God's sheep. And they say, I'm one of God's sheep because I believe. I've believed, therefore God made me a sheep. Oh, a fly in the ointment causes the apothecaries, the fly, it causes it to stink. It causes the ointment of the apothecary to stink. The smallest details matter. Listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10 and verse 16. And listen, see if that phrase, well, I believed and God made me a sheep, or I believe and I became a sheep. Listen to what our Lord Jesus Christ said about the sheep in John chapter 10 and verse 16. And let's see if that statement jives with the statement of Christ. Here's what Christ said. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So again, think about it. And other sheep I have. There already is sheep. He already possesses them. Do you see it? And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, that is the Jewish fold, the Jewish fold of which you had been speaking. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. So thus that clearly tells us they hadn't been brought yet, and yet he must bring them. They've not been brought yet, but they're already sheep. They're other sheep. They're not of that fold, not of the Jewish fold. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. They haven't yet, but they shall. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So we see again, listen to me now, nothing that a man or a woman does, nothing that any son or daughter of Adam does, makes them one of God's sheep. Men and women are sheep by God's eternal design. Men and women are sheep by God's eternal purpose. Men and women are sheep by God Almighty's eternal sovereign will. Salvation, being a sheep, being one of God's people, has to do with being chosen by God, predestinated by God, blessed by God, chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. You see, again, let me, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savior. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that is a fool, remember, the smallest details do defile. Those who profess to know the living God, and yet think they know the living God because of something they have done, they do not know the living God. The fool has said when he tries to walk by the way, hey, look, I'm a fool. Now here's the sixth and the last thing this morning. Very simple truth, but yet so profound. There are those who speak of being born of God, and rightfully so. The scripture speaks of being born of God. And yet they talk about, I believed and I was born of God. And when I believed the Lord Jesus Christ, I was born of God. But that is a fly in the ointment. That is a fool trying to walk by the way, because you do not believe to be born of God. Listen to what is said in the scripture. Here's what it says, John chapter 1. And speaking of Jesus Christ in verse 10, he was in the world, that is Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So there we see that they have the power, the right, the authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And it doesn't say, then they were born. No, sir. Listen, here's what it says, which were born. The birth comes before the believing. That's exactly what it says. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. No one ever believes until they're first born of God. You see, pseudo-Christianity, this false Christianity that we're surrounded by today, this anti-Christ Christianity, pseudo-Christianity has hoodwinked millions into concern only for avoiding the big things, great immoralities, great idolatries, great blasphemies. Now, don't get me wrong. These things condemn. Oh, there is no doubt these things condemn. But remember, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines, according to Solomon in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. And here's just a dead fly, some dead flies in an ointment that causes the apothecary's ointment to send forth a stinking savor. You see, it's the little things that defile. Oh, Christ is not little. Christ is not little, but men's belittling of him. That's the little thing. That's the fly in the ointment. Christ is God Almighty, God manifest in the flesh. But I want you to hear what the Apostle Paul said in my closing words. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And he says this in verse 25. But the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the sovereign King of heaven and earth. And those who truly know him, those who truly know him, they began to know something about him and his person and work. There is no question that the smallest details defile. Let me read it one more time. Solomon writes these words. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. He cries out, hey, look, I'm a fool. Oh, the truth of God is vital. But Christ in his person and work are absolutely vital. Love for him, faith in him, trust in him, bowing to him, bowing at his feet, and crying out for his sovereign mercy. And that can only be done by an act of God Almighty. May it be that God will use the preaching of his word to his name's honor and glory.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.